changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I want to talk today about luck. I was thinking about that this morning and how we are far more engrossed and engaged, what's the word that's not coming to me, tied in with luck than we would like to admit. And luck is superstition. Let me just say that again. Luck is superstition. It is looking for a connection between something that, this is just my definition, but it is looking for a connection between something that is pedestrian, something that is common, something that is non-unique, and giving it a unique power. We often hear about baseball players who are in the World Series, and if they have a particularly great game, they say that sometimes the baseball player won't change their underwear for every game for the World Series because they think that somehow those particular pair of briefs or boxers or in-betweens somehow gave them some sort of mojo. George Carlin does a wonderful thing about luck, and I invite you to look it up and watch it on YouTube. Everything George Carlin does, I think, is great, pretty much. There are times when he just gets angry. Here's the thing, y'all. Luck is so woven into our culture. We believe in it a lot more strongly than we think we do. In other words, it's one of those goldfish in a bowl things where we are so surrounded by this concept of luck that we believe that somehow things are much more controlled by good luck or bad luck. And when we begin to focus on luck, we miss out on the magical, mystical forces that are inside of us. Luck is often trying to understand or trying to cultivate. In most cases, it's trying to cultivate the mystical forces of the universe to move in our favor. And when we do that, we so often take our hand off the steering wheel. And there's a certain, don't get me wrong, there is a mystical, so universal power. I believe that. There is some sort of energy that a lot of people call God, and it is celebrated in myriad ways. And in addition to that, it's so funny because we believe that God is all powerful, but we also believe that there is luck, and we somehow separate the two. And more importantly, we separate ourselves. I think the first time I ever heard this, and I've heard it 1,000 times, there's actually a list of things that speakers should not talk about because they're so beaten down that everybody talks about it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Even though I know you've heard this, we all need to remember this. The word luck is actually an acronym. First time I heard it, I think, was from Dennis Waitley. The acronym is L-U-C-K. Luck is laboring under correct knowledge. Let me say that again. Luck is laboring under correct knowledge. I think about this idea of laboring under correct knowledge. You know, Gary Player, I think it was, said that the harder you practice or the harder you work, the luckier you get. Many people sit around and they wait on luck. I was so lucky, I'll be honest with you. And that's the thing about luck. Sometimes it runs hot, sometimes it runs cold. I'll use the word luck, fortunate enough, lucky enough to start this bracelet thing. But then I put a hell of a lot of effort behind it. There was a lot going on behind the scenes. But as a result, I was lucky enough to be featured in the local newspaper, which was picked up, and I was lucky enough to be in People magazine and ultimately Oprah and all of that. And after that settled down for the next couple of years, and after I had done 3 to 10 interviews of some kind, I was on every kind of media for about 3 years. Now, it was all over the world, so that's why you don't feel like you've seen me a lot. but I would do an Australian magazine followed by an Irish radio station, et cetera, et cetera. And then things got quiet. Now I was still speaking and creating, et cetera, but the interviews and all. And I remember talking to my prayer partner, Brian, and saying, I just need some luck. I need a lightning strike. I need something to happen. And for a while, I prayed on that. And then I realized that it was giving me passivity. Just because I was lucky before, in many ways, I created my own luck. Like I said, there was a lot behind the scenes people didn't know about. Me writing press releases and me talking to people and inspiring people to continue with the complaint-free challenge. Laboring under correct knowledge. Ultimately, the correct knowledge is that when you are focused on luck, you're going to sit around and wait forever. Get off your butt. As the Hopi Indians say, you are the one you have been praying for. Make things happen in your life. Begin to cause things. As my buddy Puff used to say, do something even if it's wrong. Action creates luck. Movement creates luck. Sitting around waiting does not create luck. Laboring under correct knowledge, L-U-C-K, means that ultimately you are both the cause and the effect of your own life. You are the person who makes the choices, who takes the risks, who makes the effort to become the person that you aspire to becoming. I listened to one of my favorite podcasts the other day. I highly recommend Stuff You Should Know. If you just want to listen to two nice nerds tell you infinite detail about, I can tell you everything about ketchup. You know, they did 45 minutes on ketchup, but they did this thing the other day on rabbit's feet and why that is considered a lucky thing. And when I was a kid, we would carry lucky rabbit's feet. John, do you remember that? Did you guys have Ed? You're probably my generation and from that same area. Did you carry a rabbit's foot? I did. That actually goes back to, I forget what culture, but it was believed that the left hind foot of the rabbit was where luck was. And so you would eat the rabbit, but you would always save the left hind foot because that was luck, which is funny because if you watch the Beverly Hillbillies, there's actually a joke in there where Granny's possum stew, if you eat the left hind foot, that's good luck. So they actually somehow knew about this concept. Here's something else interesting. The luckier you believe you are, you know what I'm about to say, don't you? I don't even have to say it. What is it? The luckier you believe you are, the luckier you are. One of the most successful people I knew at a very, very young age, I can't think of his name now. We were quite good friends when I lived in Seattle. But anyway, this guy was in his 20s and he was a brick mason. He put bricks in line and foundations and things. And at that point, glass block was making a comeback. And he decided to invest time and money into learning how to become an expert in laying glass block. And he actually figured out there were some problems with the way this was being taught. And at 27, he created new ways of installing glass block. And he then turned around and sold those concepts back to Pittsburgh Corning. And Pittsburgh Corning made this young man, 27 years old, the Northwest distributor. And I think to this day, he probably still is. And I used to ask him about his success. Now, I know this guy. Number one, pure heart. Number two, works his butt off. Always thinking. To this guy, glass block is as important as whatever is to you. You know, we've all got something that's a passion. And when I would ask him about his success, he would always say, man, I have just always been lucky. I've always been lucky. Just lucky. That's it, Will. I've just been lucky. And I'm like, man. Now, the interesting thing is he believes he's lucky. So he approaches his day looking for fortunate experiences. He approaches his day looking for good things. How lucky do you think you are on a scale of 1 to 10? Are you 10 lucky or are you not lucky? Are you unlucky? Sometimes I find myself going, I'm the luckiest guy in the world. And then I'll experience a bunch of bad things and my ego will go, I'm the unluckiest guy in the world. And the truth is somewhere in between, y'all. Yes, there are things that happen in our favor. Yes, there are things that go against us. And the bottom line is, do we believe we're lucky? In other words, when we believe we're lucky, we take action. Let me say that again. When we believe we are lucky, we take action. When we believe we're unlucky, we don't. So today, spend some time believing you're lucky. Approach whatever it is that you've got to do that might be a bit of a challenge. I got a letter from the state of Florida. I got to send off another form. You did this form wrong. Okay. So, oh, Missouri, state of Missouri. Anyway, I've got to send this form back in. And I can approach this going, I'm unlucky and it's not going to work out and I'm going to send it off. They're going to send it back. Or I can say, I'm lucky. This is going to be so easy. So give yourself a break today. And own being lucky. Attract luck. Remember, luck is laboring under correct knowledge. So make your correct knowledge, I'm lucky. And that'll be your reality. Give it a try today.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.